Record number two.
And it's Danny Boy, a very famous Irish number, particularly Northern Irish. And it used to be my mother's party piece, at parties and wakes and whatever. And it used to have people crying and so on. It therefore takes me back to my early years in Northern Ireland and the kind of life I went through.
Version of Danny Boy from the Choir Boys. That was your mother's party piece, you say.
Absolutely.
And memories of your boyhood in Belfast in the 30s. Why have those memories continued to have such an influence on you?
Well, I lived in the Shankill. I went to school there. But in Ireland, the thing about it was, in 1938, the IRA declared war on Britain again. And they started bombing. And I went out with my step-grandfather one night, and I was out with him for some reason, and of course I was only about eight or nine, and all of a sudden, as it turned out later, an IRA man threw a Mills bomb, which is a pineapple grenade, into the crowd. And my step-grandfather, who was a World War One veteran with the trenches and so on, he grabbed me, kind of almost on his shoulder, and he ran like hell down the street, and that was it. And I think if I inhale now, I can smell the cordite and what it was like. And the other thing, if I can quickly say, that you used to have in those days was, with the terrible sectarian hatred, you had the differing sides evicting people from their area. And I can remember as a child then standing at the corner at night and seeing torchlight processions, and there would be, if it was a Protestant area, there would be poor wretched Catholics with all their belongings and prams and things being told to get out of town.
You witness that as a young boy elsewhere
with things reversed, with Protestants being told to get out. You see what I mean?
Yes. But it's interesting, I mean, all of these memories you mentioned, there are little bits of them in all of your books,
Absolutely.
Aren't there? I mean, there are often churches, as you say, there's often masses, there's certainly the IRA is always there. You've got Sean Dillon, your latest hero, who was an IRA enforcer, wasn't he? I mean,
yes.
it's in your blood, isn't it?
Well, it is.
You know about
Absolutely.
It, you understand about it.
But there's another aspect to it. I used to be very friendly with a great Yorkshire writer called John Brain. And remember John saying to me once, he said, in some ways, the terrible thing about being a writer, he said, even if your father was dying in bed and you'd sit on the bed to hold his hand, he said, there's part of you that's thinking, I can use this. So it's always there.